Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. Green Bay Packers back out on the practice field earlier this afternoon, and whoa, Nelly, three offensive linemen unavailable, not practicing. We knew Aaron Banks and Zach Tom were most likely going to be out of the mix. Add Anthony Belton to the butcher's bill, dealing with an ankle injury. He did not participate today. Getting thin up front. Prior to a trip down to Dallas to face off against the Cowboys there on Sunday Night Football. Gotta suspect probably Kennard's getting a look there at right tackle if Belton can't go. But who knows, man? This offensive coaching staff, they might throw anybody out there. Hell, maybe they ask John Fitzpatrick to play tackle just because they can. You know, I kid somewhat. Still a little frustrated by some of the decisions made there in Cleveland. But onward we go. Down to Dallas, facing a defense that has certainly had its issues. Lots of coverage breakdowns, coupled with an inability to get after the passer, to really get near the passer, has left the Cowboys susceptible to lots and lots of work from opposing receivers, tight ends, what have you. Quarterbacks have clearly had a field day against this secondary, and you don't want to get too overconfident, clearly. Look no further than last week. But this is a game where Jordan Love, if he can remain upright, and if that offensive line can perform much better than it did on Sunday in Cleveland, should have plenty of opportunities. Downfield, mid-range, in the flat, wherever. There will be opportunities, again, if they can keep him upright. One of the things that, going back and watching the game again, that really kind of stuck out to me was, for a team like the Browns that plays as much man as they do, and they play a ton of it, it was frustrating to see Romeo Doubs kind of left out in the cold for much of that contest. Three targets in total. He did draw a pass interference there at the end. A couple other receptions where I thought if you especially have a team trying to man up on a guy, we talked about it on Watch Party, you certainly want to get Romeo involved. No doubt that when you have kind of these overlord formations, maybe 3-by-1 sets, you have him on the backside, he can win more often than not. We've seen it again and again and again. And also, Jordan Love is so comfortable throwing to him, knowing where he's going to be, knowing how he's going to release off the line of scrimmage, knowing how he's going to read the defense and what the leverage is and where to put the ball, etc. It just feels like this is a great opportunity to get Jordan in a rhythm with a guy he trusts. I would, if I were Matt LaFleur, which thankfully for your sake, I'm not, I would try to get Romeo involved early and often in this game to get Jordan in a rhythm. Because we've seen once Jordan does get that rhythm going, he is very hard to stop. Of course, this is all predicated on keeping him upright, as I said. But to me, this is a game where they've got to get back to their bread and butter. A big part of which is getting Romeo involved repeatedly as one of the main reads in the passing game. And I know everyone is anxious to open the new toys, get Matthew Golden going. And I do think Golden will also certainly have opportunities. But man, to me, this is a game that Romeo Doubs has to feature in. And I suspect he will, because God knows, like I said, that Cowboys defense has been having problems on the back end, and they are banged up at corner as well. So I'm going to see how that plays out, but hopefully Romeo gets an opportunity to really kind of put up some numbers on Sunday night in Dallas. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody chiming in already. So good to see Karina. How you doing? Dennis, what's up? Jim, how are you? Before I get to your questions and comments, let's give a shout out to my friends over at ThetaCare. They say defense wins championships. In life, ThetaCare is your first line of defense against illness and injury. Stay strong, stay healthy, stay in the game. Proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV, ThetaCare. You can find out more information at ThetaCare.org or in the link in the description of this video. Do it, folks. All right, what's going on here, people? What are we doing? Stu says football. There you go. Karina is excited about Dallas, as you should be. I don't want to use the term get right game, but this is a game where they should at least be able to operate on offense in a way they certainly couldn't in Cleveland. So it should at least, if nothing else, be a tad more entertaining than the slugfest that we saw Sunday in Cleveland. what's going on. Matt says, special teams, please. Yeah, they certainly need to get cleaned up when it comes to the holding penalties in particular, but obviously protection issues there at the end of the game. All stuff that I would suspect Rich Bisaccia has been drilling home throughout this week. I know he's actually talking right now or just finishing up talking to the beat, but yeah, there's little doubt that that attention to detail needs to be ramped up throughout this week leading up to Sunday night. Ed, what's up? I thought that with growing from within, we had our O-line covered. What did I miss? Well, moving everyone around due to injuries. I mean, I don't think it's very hard. You know, you lose a guy that you plan to have there all week on the first snap of the game, and then you insert somebody who hasn't played that position. Yeah, that's not probably a huge recipe for success. I mean, you got guys trying to play who haven't played. You got guys who haven't played at all. You got guys who have played a lot and aren't playing very well. Just need to be a lot more consistent across the board. That is 1,000,000,000% it. Josh, that's a very, very astute question. With the carousel on the offensive line happening again this weekend, do you expect more tight end chipping than we've seen to help them out more? I think there's a decent chance that occurs, whether it's tight ends, running backs, what have you. I think you'll definitely see multiple tight end formations, whether it's 2-3 tight ends on the field at a time, maybe a bit more condensed formations as well. So running backs can help out in that regard. But ultimately, again, it's down to those guys performing up front. They certainly didn't in Cleveland. They have to play better to a guy against Dallas. Puma says, we got to get Jacobs going. Yeah, we talked about this on Packer Transplants last night. It's certainly one of the bigger disappointments so far. I do think teams have certainly been gearing up for and against the run on early downs. But man, Josh has not had a lot of kind of room to sled, so to speak. He's been doing most of his work. I believe I saw the figure 90% of his yardage is coming after contact. That's absurd. He's way too talented to be wasting him the way the Packers have been through these first 3 weeks. And it's not through a lack of trying. I do credit LaFleur for sticking with the run, even though he's not getting big results. But man, they have got to be better up front. Now, the one kind of hope and or saving grace here is that certainly we've seen this play out before, where early on in the season, this happened 2 years ago, where they were just unable to run the ball early in the year. And then about a month or so into the season, it really started to click. They started to play better as a unit. And then they started to get, back then, Aaron Jones going. Certainly that's the hope, right? Because you've gone 3 weeks now and Jacobs has produced precious little. And that's, again, no fault of his. But there's certainly something to be said for finally getting some continuity along the offensive line, because until that happens, it's hard to see this unit getting exponentially better. Maybe they do a little bit more, but if you're playing a different guy at a different spot each and every week, it's going to be really hard to see them gel and get a lot more productive in the run game. High powered. Thanks for the super chat, man. Being raised in SoCal my whole life, I thought In-N-Out was superior. Then I had Culver's. Hashtag Culver's gang. Well, good to see you coming around to the truth. I mean, I've had it all, and man, Culver's supreme, man. It's just excellent. You can't beat it. It really is the best. And their cheese curds are great, too. Robin, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Hey, Nag, sorry if this has been addressed. What did Rich say about the failures on special teams? Rock noticed the issues before Rich, which is a bad sign. It's something I've kind of joked about all week. I didn't get to hear his availability as I was getting ready for our live stream here. I did catch him talking about the need to be a lot more disciplined with their hand usage to eliminate the multiple holding calls that we've seen so far this season. But I'll have to go back and listen to it for you, buddy, because like I said, he was live just as I was going live. So I missed any of his comments about, you know, the problems that they've had specifically, especially in protection. Menace. Culver's is so good, but I'm useless for the day after I eat it. Well, it depends on how much you're eating. But yeah, there's no doubt that it does slow me down. Let's put it that way. New York Cheesehead. How about getting Jacobs going? I think that'd be a good idea. Absolutely. Chuck Olson, is Sean Ryan still on the O-line? He is. Much like everybody else, though, he's coming off a bad game. But yes, he's your starting right guard. Zach, we got burger reviews up in here today. Zach says, been to Green Bay several times and just had Kroll's West for the first time. What a great burger. Don't let Big B hear you talking like that. Though I agree, obviously. That's pretty much my daily routine is going to Kroll's after practice when I'm there for training camp. It's good stuff. Anthony, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Catching a daily live while drinking an ice-cold Carry the G. Life is good. I mean, that does sound amazing. Hell, I can't even do that. And I'm the one who helps push Carry the G. I'm down with that idea, though. You know what? That reminds me of a song I heard once.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. And from the land of the green and gold.
Ah, yes, Carry the G, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. Now I want a beer. Good Lord. My Packer buddies always hit up Culver's after a win. Turtles, baby. There you go. Puma, how do you defend an overload side? Well, that is a great question for Rich Bisaccia. I suspect by having a couple up men right behind the line of scrimmage. Now, there are procedural things and rules about where guys can stand in relation to the line of scrimmage and things of that nature. But you got to put a lot of beef over there is what I would do. Jerry, thanks for the super chat, man. Back again and here for it all. Go Pack, go. No doubt about it. Here for it all. All the good and all the bad. Because that's the thing about a football season. I know we were all really happy after those first two games. And the Packers are number one in the power rankings and DVOA. And people are talking about them marching to the Super Bowl, etc. And then they suffer a loss. And everyone freaks out. And it's doom and gloom. And everyone's terrible and needs to be cut or fired or whatever. People forget. It's a long season, and it is tough to win in the NFL. It is hard. Week-to-week league, no question about it. Look how some of the teams that looked terrible those first couple weeks looked really good week three. Long-ass season. Can't overreact too much. No doubt about it. Tucker Kraft was talking in the locker room today, and he indicated that, yeah, he had a bit of a scare there last Thursday, I believe it was. Didn't practice Friday, but then did play in the game in Cleveland. Sounds like he's fine. You know, like, yeah, like I said, he had a kind of, he said he got caught in a bad situation, bad spot, whatever, and tweaked something, but he sounds like he's raring to go and just doing A-okay. So hopefully we just see him out there blowing past linebackers and safeties down in Dallas on Sunday night. Jay's World. How about that Jordan run clip? Thought that was pretty hilarious. I mean, hey, it is funny. Probably not that funny to Rashid Walker, but yeah, it's objectively funny. And hey, if you are beat instantly off the line of scrimmage, you better tell your quarterback there's somebody coming. You better tell a quarterback, especially if he's back to the rusher, better give him a heads up. They call that the lookout block. Look out! That's the old school version of that, you know? But yes, like I said, you can, if you can detach yourself from the fact that it's a Packer getting beat and whatever, yeah, pretty damn funny. Jordan, run! We are Packers fans. Don't worry. It's too early. Hiccups always happen. We got this. Look at Stralev. Look at this. Now, that's a healthy attitude. I like it. Hey, Nags, I think we can go undefeated. Wait, what happened last Sunday? Yeah, the undefeated talk. I know people were getting on Rashid about it to the point where Micah Parsons was asked about it, which I thought was funny. You know, I agreed with what Micah said. I want my guys to be confident. I want my guys thinking we're going to go undefeated. And then if you don't, okay, fine. You get back on the horse and you keep riding. I got zero issue with it. I know it puts a target on a franchise's back, a program's back, especially if you're online all the time. If you're chronically online, then all the opposing fan base, do you think this guy said he's going undefeated, blah, blah, blah. And ultimately, none of that is worth the pixels they're printed with. So you can safely set it to ignore and move on with your life. I don't have issues with it. And now that they've lost, we don't have to deal with it anymore. Not a problem. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I need some Carry the G in Iowa. Right meow. okay. When I visit Wisconsin for the Bears game, my trunk will be full of Spotted and G. Are we excited for the tune-up game Sunday night? Okay, all right, easy on tune-up game. Got to go 1-0. Got to go 1-0 on Sunday night. But yes, of course, we're excited. Very excited to not listen to Chris Collinsworth as I'm doing the watch party. That's what I'm most excited about. Brandy, thanks for the super chat. No worries. We have a defense. No more Schrodinger's cat featuring Joe Barry. What a pull. Wow. And yes, the bad man can't hurt us anymore, Brandy. I did think about Joe Barry the other night, I believe. I can't remember what game I was watching, but there was a team playing soft, kind of too high shell at the end of the game, allowing a team to just march. And I'm like, God, it's like Joe Barry. It's like being back with Joe Barry. You can't hurt us anymore, Brandy. Those days are over. Thank goodness. Jordan, run is a lot better than use your legs, Jordan. Yeah, fair. Very fair. No doubt about it. Robin, aren't you missing 10 yards off on 3rd and 2? I most certainly am not. It was interesting, though, to see that quote. I don't know if you guys got a chance to read Ryan Wood's piece at PackersNews.com. I think it dropped this morning or overnight last night. He did a great kind of long form piece about Micah Parsons coming to Green Bay, essentially the offseason through the trade, through his introduction to his teammates to, you know, where he is now. And there was a great kind of moment that Ryan talked about Xavier McKinney saying when Micah Parsons was kind of very first meeting his teammates, you know, there was a line of seats and it was Xavier McKinney and Keyshawn Nixon and Nate Hobbs. And the first thing that Micah Parsons said to them was sit on every route. And Xavier was like, what? Sit on every route, bro. I'm getting there. I mean, I love this. Love that attitude. And you've seen how the secondary has been able to, with vision on the ball, vision on the quarterback, explode out of their, you know, assignment to the ball, pass breakups. Hopefully we get a few more interceptions coming here along the way. But yeah, the difference has been striking. And I'm here for it. Ed, thanks again, man. Just want no penalties, 180 yards rushing, 3 pass touchdowns, and 2 50-yard-plus field goals. Did I mention no penalties? Not asking for much. No, Ed, you're not asking for much. I just win the game, man. I don't care what the stats are. I don't care who does what. Win the game. Grimpy, Nags, how's Christian Watson coming along? Well, he mentioned in the locker room, I believe it was last week, that you know, he's feeling right as rain, ready to go, could play this weekend if he needed to, right? Now, he can't because he's on PUP, so he has to miss the first 4 games of the year. I suspect coming off of the bye week, there's a chance. I'm not saying it's for certain, but there's a chance that they open up his 21-day window, and then they could potentially activate him for the Bengals game. Now, that would be obviously the earliest he could return. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. They've been bringing guys back early and getting burned by it as of late. So maybe they think twice and, you know, keep him on the shelf for a little bit longer. But yeah, he says, he keeps talking about how he's ready to go. So we'll see. Thankfully the bye coming when it does gives them that extra week, right? So here's hoping maybe he's out there against the Bengals in a couple weeks. And speaking of the Bengals game, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're going to be in Green Bay for the Bengals game, come on out the night before the game. Downtown Green Bay, Hagermeister Park, the next Cheesehead TV meetup. Starting at 5 p.m. We'll be there for a couple hours, drinking Carry the G, talking Packers, meeting folks from all over the country and all over the world. Hagermeister Park, downtown Green Bay, Saturday, October 11th at 5 p.m. Corey and I will be there. Hope to see you there. Drinking some Carry the G, talking ball. Always a good time, and I love Hagermeister Park. That spot is so cool. Hopefully, you know, by that point, we'll be at the point where it's cool, but not cold or not rainy and not crap outside weather-wise, because their outdoor patio area is awesome. So here's hoping. We'll see. But regardless, we'll be there that night prior to the Bengals game. So hope you guys can make it out if you're in the area. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If Packers special teams had made 43-yard field goal, we'd have been talking about how Love rebounded from a bad INT to lead the team to a game-winning score. Well, some of us would. Oh, yeah, you know. People would not let that interception go, regardless of the outcome of that game. No doubt about it. The haters are going to hate. That's what they do. That's what they were born to do. That's what they're going to do. Not all you amazing people here at Packers Daily, of course. Menace, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. My assessment, and I wonder if you concur or not, it's not the number of timeouts with Jordan Love. I'll take 11 a year, or turnovers, sorry. I'll take 11 a year. It's the timing of them. Denver, Raiders, Pittsburgh, Philly, Detroit, San Francisco, Rams. A lot of memorable ones and only 35 starts. Did you watch Brett Favre play? It's my only question. I mean, yeah, there's some bad interceptions in there. There were some bad interceptions in Brett's first 35 starts. Sure, there's bad timing, Mike, but when is a good time to throw an interception? Also, like the early first year as a starter interceptions, I got no problems with those. As a first-time starter, you know, they don't even know the hell he's doing out there yet as far as what the best plays for him are. Matt adjusted that playbook in 2023, and they went on a great run the back end of the year. Also, don't forget, he's coming off like this incredible run of not throwing any interceptions. Yes, that's a backbreaker that he threw on Sunday, no doubt about it. But that comes after 10, 11 regular season games without an interception. But then suddenly he throws an interception, and oh my God, he's turnover prone. I know that's not what you're saying. You're talking about the importance of when he throws them. But again, outside of maybe what we saw from Joe Flacco at the end of the first half, which is essentially like an arm punt, right? It's not often that there's a good time to throw an interception. And he's done a very good job of being very careful with the ball over the course of the last 10-plus games. And also, like Matt said, not a great play call. You got that triple slant into the center of the field. And also, you'll notice many of his, not all of them, but many of his interceptions come when he's attacking the center of the field, something that Aaron Rodgers, as he got older and wiser and whatever, was anathema to do. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Brett Favre tried to throw a slant, the ball bounces up in the air and someone picks it off. Also, they made a great play. Delpit did a phenomenal job showing man initially and then dropping off. That's just a phenomenal play. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. There's all sorts of kind of layers to this. No doubt, bad play, bad moment. No question about it. But man, it's hard for me to kill Love too hard, given all the context around it. What else we got here, folks? Jerry, thanks again, man. I've thrown worse INTs in Madden. Love is fine. Right, but, you know, there's a little more at stake in an NFL regular season game. But just a little bit. Not a ton, obviously. Portmaster, how you doing, man? Rich Bisaccia was at the presser when you went live, probably talking about needing to do better. I don't know. I blocked out his words. He's used to it. Get it? You blocked his... Yeah, I get it. All right, buddy. I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.